Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And talking about finding out more, we have gone to the mountaintop to find out what the heck is going on with this real estate market that we're living in. Jay Reinhart is with us. You hear Jay every Thursday on WRHI with a weekly program that he does called We're Bigger Than You Think. And those are two-minute clips about different topics about real estate. And from time to time, I got to bring the man to the table because I can't get all the info I need in 2 minutes. How you been, Jay?
I'm good, Manny. Woo! Thank you so much for having me on today.
Absolutely. So for those who are new to our community, there was a time where I didn't have to introduce anybody because we all knew each other.
I understand.
But because of what you're doing.
That's right. It's all my fault.
It's all your fault. We got thousands of people who are coming here new every day, which is great. It's a blessing. Tell everybody a little bit about you and Reinhart Realty.
Sure. Well, our company is 45 years old, Manning.
Wow.
We're excited to be celebrating that milestone, looking forward to our 50th year in about 5 years. And it's an exciting time to be in real estate. We've been in real estate that whole time, Reinhart Realty and Reinhart Property Management. And we are pretty much a full-service real estate company dealing with anything that deals with dirt and termite food. And we'll do steel and aluminum and anything else that goes on a building. So we do residential, commercial, property management. I mean, you name it, and we enjoy doing it. We develop. Just part of being in real estate.
All right. Jay is an attorney as well, which I think is almost got to be one to understand what the heck is going on all this
sure,
real estate stuff.
Sure.
I got to tell you a quick sidebar. This morning, one of the fellows at the Y, where I hang out every morning, said he heard the promotional ad about you coming on, and he said, you know, I can remember when Jay's dad used to have that supermarket down there on Cherry Road.
That's right, John's Foodway. You got it. That's where our real estate company was. That was
exactly
the first year.
I was telling the story about Superman.
That's right.
You used to call your father when you were young kids, because he would run upstairs, take the apron off, come down with a tie on and ready to go sell real estate.
Yes, sir. And have you ever seen the picture of my dad the day we got a riding lawnmower so that I could cut the grass in Wood Forest? And he wouldn't let me drive it first. He had to be the first one on. And so there's a picture of him in a three-piece suit on a riding lawnmower.
I did not see that. But anyway, fast forward. Here we are today. Have you ever seen anything like this real estate market we're in now?
Yeah, this is a once-in-a-lifetime real estate market, Manning. You know, we used to talk about it being once in a generation, but really it's a once-in-a-lifetime. And the reason is, I still remember the day that one of my good friends out of Austin, Texas, was here for a CEO group that I participate in, and he looked at me and he said, Jay, he said, why are y'all selling houses half price? And this was 2006, 2005, and I'm looking at him. I laughed and I said, well, we're not like Austin, Texas. And he said, wait a minute, the Charlotte area is like Austin, Texas. What are you talking about? And we went through and he said, look, I would buy as much real estate as I possibly can, because when the market does correct and it says, hey, you really are a top 15 city, then you're going to see these real estate prices go crazy. And guess what? That's what has happened. I mean, we're in an area where not only are our prices low, but we're an attractive area. You can get to the mountains in 2 hours. You can get to the beach in 2.5 hours. You can get really along the entire coast from, you know, the middle of North Carolina down in maybe about 4.5 hours down to 2.5 hours, depending on where you want to go. I mean, what else could you ask for? Plus, we have all of the sports that you could ever want here. And if we don't have it, just let us know, and we'll the city of Rock Hill will bring it. We've got the greenways. I mean, think about the end close greenway. I mean, that's just a phenomenal property. And then the new greenway coming on
Riverbend.
Those are quality of life things, Manning.
So are you attributing a lot of this to what your friend from Austin said, that this is really a long overdue market correction because of the metro area that we're in?
Yeah, I do believe that is part of it. I also believe that it really got accelerated by the pandemic. We were already growing at a really good pace, and we were seeing a lot of things going on. But once you have a young couple, you know, comes to our company, I guess now about 7-8 months ago, and we were meeting with them. I was meeting with the agent that was working with them, and I said, now, y'all are from New York? And they said, yes. And I said, now, did you come down here for jobs? And they went, no, didn't come down here for a job. I said, okay. They said, yeah, our boss has said that we can work from anywhere we want to as long as we're at an international airport and within a two-hour flight. And I said, you're kidding me. How'd you choose our area? They said, we love professional football. And we heard that the Panthers are relocating to Rock Hill. And so we thought, what better place? Because we had watched, and they mentioned Frisco, Texas, mentioned a couple of other cities in which the relocation had occurred, and what happened to the area. And so, Manning, that wasn't, I wish that was a, I had recorded that, because that had been a great ad.
Yeah.
But the reality is, people do look at where to live. And with the ability to work virtually, that has been a huge increase in, I would say, the traffic and the people coming to our area.
Wow. Well, it is something. I mean, you told a story on last week's weekly program. Again, we're bigger than you think, that you do on Thursdays, about the house that went on the market for $250,000.
Yep.
And in a period of 36 hours, tell everybody what happened.
We had 82 showings within a period of 36 hours, which, you know, that seems impossible. We had to allow overlapping showings because we saw what was happening right from the beginning. We ended up with 42 offers. Now, Manny, how in the world do you figure out 42 offers? I mean, we have a great spreadsheet. We were able to lay everything out and start to really boil down what was going to be the best offer for the seller. And it's one of the reasons today, you know, you and I were talking before the show. I mean, anybody could set up a for sale by owner sign today. And as a matter of fact, you don't even have to do that. All you got to do is tell your best friend that you're about to sell their house, and they will have you an offer within minutes. The problem is, that is one offer in a marketplace. And when what do I mean by that? Well, I mean that instead of putting your house on the market and really exposing it to the vast majority of buyers out there, then you will not know what the price is going to be. Because there could be somebody that will pay more than asking price. There could be somebody that comes in with a cash offer. There could be all kinds of different factors in today's market that you don't even get to see if all you're doing is taking that one offer that comes in from a friends and family
connection.
It's a crazy market. And the other question I get asked is, okay, is this going to change at any time soon? Well, the reality is, we don't know, but all the factors that we are seeing in the marketplace right now show that we're not in a changing marketplace. We're not in a shifting market. When you look at factors such as, and we boil them down to really four factors, such as, do you have price reductions? Well, we're rarely having price reductions. Does it happen? Yes. We do have sellers that continue to come to the market and say, I know you say it's a $400,000 house, but I want $475,000, and I believe I can put it on the market for that. And then the market responds by not giving them any offers because, you know, they're not competing. And so they end up going to price reductions. But that's a rare occurrence. The days to contract continues to fall. It's not increasing. So that's another factor. If we had increasing days to contract, then that would mean houses staying on the market longer. A third one would be sales price to list price ratios. Well, Rock Hill is at 100.3%, which means we're, you know, the purchase prices are above. Even the entire MLS is 98.9% as of today. So I don't see that ratio being a problem now. And then the fourth was the increase of active listings, where we have more inventory on the market that is not seasonally corrected. So, I mean, we do anticipate that there will be some seasonality that happens, but that's not what's happening right now. And you look at just resale houses on the market today. This morning's numbers, we had 105 houses on the market for sale, single-family residential, condo, or multifamily in Rock Hill, period, regardless of price range. If you look at all of York County, you're at 274 houses. So those are really low numbers, Manny. Matter of fact, they're less than half of where we should be a year ago when it was a really busy market, and we're at about a quarter of where it should be from even having a reasonable market. Not a normal market, a reasonable market.
You talk a lot about inventory and that in a normal market or a reasonable market, whatever you want to call it, we should have, as you just referenced, 3 to 4 times this there for people to take a look at.
Right. Well, let's talk about inventory, because that is a misperception in this market. Most people say, oh, it's low inventory. Manny, we will sell more houses this year than we've sold in a long time. It is speed of consumption that is the problem right now. We have so much demand that we are consuming the inventory at a high rate. How do I know that? Well, when you look at the pending sales are up by almost 10%. Okay? Total listings are up. New listings are up by 11 to 18%, depending on the area and the county that you're looking at, but in the Charlotte metro area. So when you look at that and you say, okay, pending sales are up, new listings are up, it just means that the pace of the inventory coming off the market is the problem right now. It's not low inventory, it's just the pace, which means you're competing.
Brought on by the people from New York who are moving down here.
New York, Chicago, California, Texas. I mean, we could go through.
Growth of population.
Yes.
I mean, we're sitting here bumping basically 300,000 people.
Right.
In York County, which, as I've said before on the air, is better than double when I got here. Of course, that was 37 years ago, but still, you're doubling your population, and we're growing at a faster clip than we have in the past.
Correct. And I think you also have to look at the surrounding counties' populations and how they have grown, too. Because it's funny when we start talking to people and they say, well, I really want to be within an hour commute to Charlotte. And I say, okay, in the morning or when? When do you want that commute to occur? Well, I could probably go an hour at 9 a.m. I'm going, you can be in Columbia and commute to Charlotte almost in an hour. So let's narrow that down. And so we are having growth in Chester County. We're having significant growth in Lancaster proper, not just the panhandle, but Lancaster itself. And you're having people that are looking and going, okay, I could be a little further than Gastonia, Belmont. Well, let's go look in Kings Mountain. Manny, you know what I mean? You start really looking at areas where we wouldn't have thought that growth would have occurred as part of the Charlotte MSA.
Yeah. I mean, take a look at Highway 521 in Lancaster County. 2 miles below Highway 5, there is right now, I think it's Lennar, is building a 2,000 home subdivision.
Right. Right.
Woo! And Chester County, they've got some big projects going on down there.
That's right.
Which brings me back to another question. Is it harder to build here in York County? Or are we just running out of land, or what?
Well, when you look at, again, some of the statistics and the percentages of new homes versus existing homes, we have a glut of new homes in Rock Hill. Okay? So York County as a whole, depending on the area, can be difficult to build in because, number one, you've got to have water and sewer. And so we do have an urban services boundary. We're working on our services, but in a lot of areas, we just don't have the capacity there. It's pretty easy. You know, we have an office in Waxhaw, and so we deal with Union County, and Union County said, no, we don't have enough capacity, so we're going to stop all building permits for a period of time. We don't want to get to that point in York County. Mm-hmm. We don't want to get to that point in Lancaster County. So we have to look at the infrastructure. The second thing is it's tough, and you and I talked about this about a week ago. It's tough to get a development done. When I say tough, that means if I started today, it would probably take me, before I'm ready to sell that first house, working at a diligent pace, it would take me between 3.5 and 4 years.
Wow.
To make sure that Now, last 6 months is building the house, so 3 years from I found the land. Not I'm looking for it. I found the land to get to that point, as far as rezoning, getting the entitlements, everything that needs to be done.
So how does that shape up with other areas? I mean, I know you're in this leading real estate companies of the world organization. So you're talking to people all over the country, all over the world, all the time.
Sure.
Is that an unreasonable time frame?
It is not an unreasonable time frame if you start looking at Washington State, Oregon, maybe some of the areas in California. But we're not there. Those are not our states. So it is a longer period of time. We're also not Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, which Mount Pleasant is a takes a long time to develop in. We're an area that is growing and having considerable pressure on our growth, which means we've got to be able to figure out a way to, in some ways, fast track some of the development that is needed before we continue to have sprawl.
I can remember when the urban services boundary was put in place here a number of years ago. And at the time, there was a real, I guess, intent to see the inner core inside of that boundary develop. There was a lot of green space.
Right.
I don't know what those numbers are now, whether we have a large percentage of green space inside that boundary that could be developed.
Yeah, there is some green space. And one of the things that we look at, too, is density. So, Manning, we have long said we just don't want incredible density on properties. And by that, I mean, when you look at an apartment complex, you may be looking at 15, 16 units per acre. So we don't want them to go up real tall. Well, we may have to change our thought process in some of this density, not so much to, so that we have houses that are closer than 7-10 feet apart, but we may have to look at, can we set aside areas that are going to be green space only and that are going to be used for that within a neighborhood and then allow heavier density in certain other areas of the neighborhood.
You know, just last week, sitting right where you are, we had the two principals who are trying to do this redevelopment of the Pinetuck Golf Course area.
Right.
They've purchased 560 acres of land down there, and their biggest stumbling block right now, I guess they have two stumbling blocks. Number one, they need utilities extended,
right,
basically from I-77 and Highway 901 over to where they are.
Infrastructure,
which I think is something that they realize they're going to have to, you know, pony up for. But then they have this other thing, this tree ordinance, mm-hmm. which I don't know what they've gone from a 32-inch caliber diameter tree trunk to 24. Which, according to their presentation, makes it almost impossible financially to meet the terms of that regulation and clear a lot.
You're replanting a forest.
Yeah.
And you got to have a place to put those trees.
It's exactly, as they pointed out, you know, for somebody who owned a large tract of land, I guess this is an unintended consequence of the ordinance. Their best bet would be just go ahead and clear cut it right now. And then a year or two from now, sell it to somebody so they would conform to the ordinance.
Right. And that also goes into the cost of the land.
Yeah.
So if somebody can't develop because of trees, then what do they do? Well, they still want the amount of money for their land, so it increases the price of houses.
Right.
Because the higher the price of the lot, higher the price of the house.
Interesting. All right, we got to go take our mid-program break. Remind you that we are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments of Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. This guy's been on the show enough times to know what he's getting queued up to do. At the count of three, we're going to tell everybody what we do here at Substation 2. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. Charlie, how do we do it? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. 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 Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 41064.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
We're glad to see things are getting back to normal, and it's great to see everyone eating in and us getting a chance to catch up with y'all. This is Charlie Ruffalo. If you don't have time to sit and enjoy your lunch with us, I would suggest you order online at mysubstationii.com, and you can be in and out of the store in under 5 seconds. Just give us enough time to make your order before you arrive. We're open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 10, and we're still able to do catering 7 days a week. Once again, I want to thank you for your support through this pandemic. It means a great deal. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. Jay Reinhardt is with us, CEO of Reinhardt Realty. Been around here for 45 years with the company. Well, you're a little bit over 40. You're a little over 45. Well, you're almost there. I don't know. Anyway, there is so much going on in real estate. We could take an hour, maybe 2 hours, to talk about it. But I didn't want to escape the impact of the pandemic, because it certainly seemed to change what people were looking for in terms of housing. They wanted more space so they could do work at home. Do you see that continuing?
Yeah, it's been crazy to look at a couple of the things. One is what the desire is for people in the types of houses they have. We went from having just wide open floor plans, I want everything open, 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 to, wait a minute, how many rooms does this house have? So, you know, that's one of the things where we've had a lot of demand for older homes with maybe not such wide open floor plans. And that has helped the resale market tremendously. But also, there have been a couple of reports that have been quite interesting on the millennial generation.
Oh, boy.
So remember, we were told that this generation was the rental generation. They just didn't want to own a house. Well, Manning, all of these reports are showing that like 92-93% of the millennials are looking to buy a house. And so many of them say, okay, why? And the biggest thing is that they want some security, and they see it as a great investment and a wonderful way that they can be secure in their future. It's interesting when you start looking at, okay, if they want to be secure, what do they like in these houses? Well, I would say anybody that has worked with anybody in the millennial generation knows this answer very well. It's like 40% of all said that the number one thing they were looking at was outdoor living space.
There you go.
And so the decks, the lots, does it have a nice backyard? Is there a place where the kids can play? You know, do they have an outdoor living space, whether or not that's an outdoor kitchen, whether or not that's a pool? I mean, ask any pool contractor right now. they're booked out for 6, 8, 12 months.
Wow.
So it's crazy when you look at what the millennial generation is looking at. But also they face some uphill battles, because many of them look and say they just haven't saved up enough money. So for those mom and dads out there that can help out the millennials with the down payment, now's the time to do it.
And when you think about that, it makes perfect sense, because you can't, let's just say in Rock Hill, can you find an apartment for less than $1,000 a month now?
Not very few.
All right. So $1,000 a month for an apartment, plus utilities and food and what have you. For somebody just getting started, that's a tough nut to bite.
Right.
And while they're waiting, the prices of housing is going up and up and up and up even more.
Right. And you got to think of the way that we move through housing. A lot of people move from apartment into a rental home, and then from a rental home into a house that they may own.
Right.
Then, of course, backwards a lot of times, where we may very well go back into an apartment, usually assisted living, something like that. So if I'm going from an apartment that's $1,000 a month to a home, I could be $1,200, $1,500, $1,800 a month for that house. Well, there's no delta in there for me to be able to turn around and save what needs to be saved for 5 or 10% down on a house.
So for a lot of people who are in this cycle, they can almost get trapped, can they not, if they don't get some outside help?
Correct. And not only that, but a lot of the millennials have not gotten the education, the financial education, to understand the value of owning the house, how that does decrease a lot of your costs. Not only that, the value of investing in real estate, the fact that lower interest rates are huge because they've lived through this. Think about this group, my kids that are in their 20s. They've always known low interest rates. Right?
I mean, yeah, they missed the fun of 13, 14, 15% rates.
What do you mean 8% is normal? This is, you know, we're talking fours. How could this be?
Oh, my. Well, if you've got, if you're a parent or a grandparent and you've got something put aside for the kids, why not help them out now while you can see it?
Right. Right. And not only that, it gives you the chance to coach them through how to do this. Because we only think, in reality, how often are you going to buy a house? Well, most people are staying in their homes 10 years now. So, okay, let's say you have a 40 or 50-year life in a house. Okay. You're only going to do this 5 or 6 times in your entire life if you move every 10 years.
So, one of the things I like to mention, is because I've been through this process, not only here locally, but you all helped me out with something my son was involved with over in Raleigh.
Right.
Is if you it's like brain surgery, Are you going to come to me for brain surgery? I don't think so. You're going to go to a brain surgeon, somebody who does this day in and day out. I don't for the life of me understand why people think that they can go at it, particularly now, without having a realtor, a Reinhard Realty in this case, by their side. I mean, there's just too many factors here that can get screwed up, especially if you're doing something off outside of the local area.
Well, and you need somebody that does this on a regular basis, does it full time, because this is not a market you want to play around with your aunt that sells one house every 5 years. You want somebody that is going to be able to take you through and understands the specifics of the type of market we are in today in August. Now, we may change in September, Manny, because remember, the market is a moving thing, and we are a growing community.
Well, Jay, thank you for giving us a half hour of your time. We do appreciate it, and everything that you all do at Reinhard Realty, reinhardrealty.com. Got to make sure I get that in there. But I tell you what, it's fascinating to see what is happening. And this market, I mean, if you're sitting on the sidelines, I would suggest stop sitting on the sidelines and do something now. Because it ain't going to get any less expensive, that's for sure.
Right.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right here at Substation 2. The magical way that they prepare that, 6 days a week. I got to keep saying 6 days a week. At the count of three, Jay, 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, 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 garden. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.